The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so yesterday we started the Tari Akedim piece on Bedin Mezigas HaKos B'Lel Pesach. And the question, so he first infers that the fact that the Rambam puts the Mezigas HaKos as part of the Seder means that there's a Kiyum somehow in the Seder. And the question is, what is that Kiyum? So then he argued that since it's a Din in Koshel Bracha, that you have the Mezigah of the Koshel Bracha, which is part of the covenant of the coast. And he quoted the Rashi, who says that even like getting it from the tap in the barrel during the getting it from the tap is also a kiyum in the thing, because it's like fresh out of the barrel, and then pouring it during the second bracha of because Amazon is like a is a kiyum. And then we said that there's an idea of the pouring it out being like a kiyum in cheres, right? That drinking the kosos is like part of the cheres, but then you guys were mentioning the minhag of like pouring for each other.
Yeah.
Like the derech of the serving, you know. I also don't know where that came from. I feel like it's definitely a thing. Okay. So where are we at? We're up to kosheni. He named kosheni. Milsa de pshita hi shemizigaso havi kiyum bifne asmo. So he says it's obvious with the kosheni that the pouring of it is a kiyum in its own right. Okay, why would that be obvious?
Because it's kicking off the line.
Right, but I guess why does that make it a kiyum?
But I think the opposite, right? Because if you start with gimelos, then you're not like, that doesn't seem like the, I mean,
you're on the theorist part?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the Gemara goes both ways on that. Yeah. Yeah, Yosef?
Is it something else like effectively starting a meal?
Good question, right? Because it's really pre-meal, right? Because you don't really start the meal until after you drink the second kos, right? Is Magid ends with a bracha and you break your oven and then you do the, yeah.
Well,
or you do matzah, I mean, yeah, so you eat the matzah and moti matzah, yeah. Okay, let's see. With Kasav Raman Behilchos Behalach Hasheni, Mosin Hakos Hasheni Bekanib Ben Shoal. I mean, so fine. It's Masha from the Raman that's that way, but why is there a Kiyum? Who Meha Mishnah Bifne Atma, sorry, Be'erif Psachim, Uvarashi Uvarash Ramsham, Kan Bemezikas Kos Sheni, Haben Shoal's Aviv Manishtana. Akshav Shemosin Kos Sheni Kodam Achila. Ah, interesting. That's one of the Shinuim. So, in other words, the kids used to having Kiddush, and then you start the meal. But here, you have Kiddush, you drink a cup, and then you pour a second cup. So I never thought about that. So the kid's going to say, well, what's going on here? Yeah, that's interesting. It's funny how that's not actually one of the Manishtanas, right? You don't actually mention the thing. But I mean, that would definitely be a question the kid would have, right? Okay, fine. Okay, I just never seen that job before. Okay. Mavur de hamaziga hi kde shiyishal. So it's clear the pouring of the cup is so that the kid asks. Really, it says lama shosim kosheni kodem ha'seuda. Spain says miad also. Yeah, right. So what we do though is urukats and karpas, and then we. I think we do, don't we? We have a Haggadah right here. Let's see. In this Haggadah, which now that this is the Raya, it says, Shosim Kos, this is the first Kos, drink the Kos, Behaseva, Smol, Ve'in, Mavarakin, Abrachachrona, then Urchatz, then Karpas, then Yachatz, then... Wait, where do you pour the second cup?
I'm
looking at the instructions. Right after you do the first cup? I mean, that's what he's saying. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. I'm just looking for it. What was that? Oh, okay. I mean, our school would be getting it from the Shulchan Aruch. That would make sense. Why does this Haggadah not say... Unless it's after Halach Ma'anya, which is possible, because Halach Ma'anya is technically not the this says you pour it before Manashtana.
Why am I
yeah Well, the Shulchan Aruch says you do a miyad, right? So I guess this is a question then. Are you supposed to pour it right after the first one? Or are you supposed to do it right before Manashtana? So that's what, so the Rav's whole thing is trying to make the argument that the act of pouring the kos is a kiyum. So it's not a practical matter, right? So to me, I would argue that the having it right before Manashtana is I guess in line with the see, because I think I mentioned this earlier, but let's just review it again. There's two Manashtanas, right? There's the Rambam saying Maskil Umvarak Ripri Hadama, Lokeh Yerak Matav. Oh yes, this is not right after the first cup. So you do the karpas. And then you take the cup away, the plate away from the Kore HaGadol. So then the kid asked. Now that's the natural question. Then Omer HaKore Manashtana Alalazah. So the Rambam doesn't have like the Shulchan Aruch either. Let's actually look at the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he quotes it, but let's just see the actual quote. Tuf Ayin Gimel Zion. Oh, that could be also. Okay. Shulchan Aruch, Taf Ayin Gimel.
Was that an alert for the new Haggadah?
It might be a donation thing. I didn't read it yet. I've just clicked through it. Taf Ayin Gimel.
Yep.
Oh, I went too far. Wait. Taf Ayin Gimel.
Please.
Guten Tag. Okay. Tag. Mosgin lo kosheni miyad kosheni, but that's after what? That is after karpas, it looks like, and after yachatz. Notol yadav l'tzorach tibul rishon. Blah 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 blah. Va'az yitav l'hasirim mi'al hashulchan ulhanicham b'sof hashulchan ki'ilu kvar achlu k'dei shi'ikru shi'iru hatinokos v'yishalu. See, he also says the thing that is, that the removal of the plate is supposed to get the kids to ask. And then Mosgin lo kos shem yad k'deshi shilo tinochos. So you're getting two kid questions here. Why are you taking away the plate and then from karbas, and then why are you mixing the kos? Yeah.
Are these all premise to the assumption that that's set like a normal Shabbos?
I think so, because that's probably the kid's normal framework of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right. Yeah. Also, I feel like
they're normal meals. General.
Right. Maybe normal meals could be. Yeah. I also feel like there is going to be, I feel like the kids are going to want to eat,
Yeah,
it's like anything that you're doing to like delay. Yeah. Okay. Back to the Hari Kedem. He says, so it's a little bit misrepresentative here, right?
Yeah.
Because he's saying that you are doing it right. He implies you pour right after the or did we just misread it? I mean, the miyad is just a little weird. It's miyad. Everything is miyad after something, right? It's just that this is miyad after. Does it go on?
Yeah.
So he says it seems so. If so, it's obvious that the Mziga is a kiyum in the kosheni because it's getting the kid to ask. But in truth, it seems that the Mziga, each and every Mziga of the Dalet Kosos is a kiyum in the Leil Pesach, just like the Mziga constitutes a kiyum in the Kosho Bracha, Ukumoshe Shenechtav, like it was written. Vihine ayin barama ubal habayis lo yimzog ba'atmo rak acher yimzog lo derecheris. There you go. So it's the Ramah. Does the Ramah get it from someone?
To
pour, perhaps someone else to pour for you.
Oh, that was the reason
yeah.
I grew up with.
Yeah, I just feel like I haven't seen it inside.
Yeah, we all pour each other's.
Yeah.
Huh?
Who's the Maharid?
Don't take too short rides from me.
I guess someone else has a question. Rabbi Gamal Maharivzal, let me cover it.
Don't
Okay, I'm not going to read the words. Okay, anyway, so well, we at least got the Ramah, okay? Uvabir hagra sham v'chein diak lishna demasnes and mazgulo kos rishon v'chein bakulam. Oh, so meaning mazgulo kos rishon. So the gra says that they pour for him the kos rishon, and then same thing for all of them. Venira tchoze hu rak im hamaziga hi kiyum b'vnei atzma. Oh, so that itself is a riot that there is a kiyum in the kos, because otherwise who cares who pours? You got a monkey to pour. The mazika. Yeah, sorry, did I say it? And regarding what the Rambam wrote, l'chol echav ve'echad, what did the Rambam say? Echad ve'echad. Mevi'in kos l'chol echav ve'echad. Okay. Nira de bavadai divrei haRambam mochichim de lo kshitas ha-tosvos b'reish arvei psachim. So the Rambam is not like Tosfos in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. She'in nosnim kos l'chol echad ve'echad. That Tosfos holds that you don't give a kos to everyone. V'habal bayis moti es kulan b'shalal. That's the famous shita of the Tosfos. That the baal bayis drinks for everyone.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's a wild thing. That's a whole sugya that is a fun sugya to do, because it causes you to like reevaluate everything about Arvei Kosos. Yeah. The Ramam hacha cholik al Tosfos b'zeh. Okay, yeah.
Whoa,
right. Wow. Yeah, I mean, Tosfos is the radical opinion. The fact that everyone needs to drink four kosos seems less radical. Chain nira o de kavanas haRambam mevueres lefi mashkasav leel beperek zayin halacha hey dal kosos halal utzarach limzog osan kdei shiti yeshesia areva. So the intention of the Rambam is clear based on what he wrote above, that the four kosos, you need to mix them so that they're pleasant. Hakol lefi hayayin ulefi hashose, all according to the wine and the drinker. Hari diish mizigas dalakosos din nosaf al mizigas koshal bracha de alma de milvad din hamizigas shal kol lefi hayain beyenos chazakim uvienos chalashim kumvur baramim. Rashbam the Tosfos asher din ze noheg b'chol kos shal bracha. So addition to the normal halacha of diluting the kos for kos shal bracha, yish din nosaf shal mizigas lefi das hashosa. So you also have to do it for the pleasantness of the guy who's drinking. Asher din ze hu misuyam dalakosos v'inam dine kosher bracha. Right. In other words, for kosher bracha in general, you don't need the wine to taste good to the guy. But since this is a chayrus thing, presumably, then it needs to taste good. Yeah.
I've heard there's an idea of what.
Go ahead. I was going to quote the funny Gemara.
Oh, that's not what I was going to.
Okay.
I've heard there's an idea of like if you have choices, you should do it like for a kiddush.
Mm-hmm.
You should do whichever one is the thing that you like more.
Uh-huh.
I wonder where that comes from.
Yeah. I wonder where that comes from. I don't know if I've heard that about kiddush, but it's possible it's a thing. I was laughing about the Gemara, about the Amoraim, that one of the Amoraim didn't like the Arvei Kosos, and it says is he would have a headache from Pesach to Shavuos.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one says he would have a headache from Pesach to Sukkos. Oh. You know, but that might just be the alcohol, you know. Right. Yeah. But Tam Lazed Mavora Bagamara Arba Kasi Tikin Rabban Derachiris, Dishkiyu Badal Kosos Lakaim Behem Derachiris, Vlachain, Yeshkiyu Mziga Bimuchad Badal Kosos. Okay, fine. Could be.
You get sulfite headaches. People
that's what I've heard. You got to have that Baron Herzog Belief, which is the non-sulfite wine.
Oh, I should tell my mom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's allergic
to sulfite. Okay, it's a good wine. I brought it one of this past Shabbos somewhere. Okay, Uve emes hu gemara arucha shasan chai yata. So the Gemara says that if you drink them undiluted, then you're yotze. Amarava yide yain yata yide cheres lo yata. So you're yotze yain na cheres. Upaska haramam beperek zayin halacha heisham. Hine harashbam sham kasav klomer ein ze mitzvah shlema shein chashivus ela b'yayin mazog. So it's just not a complete mitzvah because there's no chashivus to yain that's not mixed. Yeah.
Now it's like shifting to chashivus rather than
cheres.
Yeah, rather than like. I mean, the way the Rambam makes it sound is just makes it sound like it has to be pleasant to you.
Right.
Long after the cousin has to be like chashuv.
Right. Chashuv sounds more like a kosher bracha. Right. But this is him explaining why it's yidei cheres lo yata. Right. So it sounds like he is.
He's saying that.
I don't understand that.
That's in chashivas, yeah.
The Gemara, I'm saying,
right, which I can see that also, right? Is that chashivas is that you drink good, good wine, not good to you, but like for example, if you're at a banquet and you're served expensive wine, even if you don't like it, it is a din in chashivas to be drinking the the expensive wine. Right, but if he's explaining that chayrus is measured by the chashivus, then you could have different standards of chashivus for the kosher bracha and for chayrus. Like this is like free man's wine, not just like a nice cup. Yeah.
If it's the chashivus, would you also not be yosef for yain v'rushal?
Good question.
I think according to the Rambam, it has to be. I remember seeing it inside a while ago because I wanted to make wine. But I think it has to be roy for the mizbeach.
Well, for kiddush, it definitely does. But does he hold that for all four cups?
I
thought not.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure not. But I mean, we can check. I don't know about kosher bracha though, because if he says it as a halacha and kosher bracha, then it would apply to all four cups, and he wouldn't need to say it in Hilchos Chametz to matzah. I just don't think he says it in Chametz to matzah.
Okay,
yeah. V'yayin chashuv hu yayin mazug. Ulfi dvarav nira delo bay lefi dasa shoseh. So according to the Rashbam, you don't need it according to the pleasantness of the drinker. Elazehu din b'chefsa shal yayin shiye bo chashivus. The yayin itself has to have chashivus. That's what I was saying. Yeah, acharam v'ramam shakasav hakol lefi dasa shoseh nira d'haramam mefarsh d'shesia derech cherus hi lishtos kiritzon ish va'ish. That's a nice borrowing from Miguel Zesser. Kol echa lefi tivo u minhaga. Needs to conform to what's good for each person. That's why, so that's what he means when he says pour it for each and every one of the people, or bring it to each and every one, meaning not just do one pouring for everyone. One maziga for everyone.
Yeah,
that
not all mazigas are equal.
Right. Some mazigas are more equal than others, yeah. what is it? Ayn b'meshabir b'zeb aruha b'chidushe maran griz halevi perek zayin. Okay, fine. Let's go to the griz. Okay, that was that. So tomorrow we have one more. Yeah, you have another question on this? For why it says l'chol echad echad? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but I think he's still writing the diuk from the beginning that Seder Asiyas Mitzvos Bleil Chamisha Asar, that all of these are kium in the Seder somehow. Uh-huh. Mevian, yeah.
Is it possible to bring a raya from
sorry, hold on just 1 second. Also, I don't think he says Mevian Mata L'chol Echad B'Echad. You could argue he doesn't even need to say that each and every person has it. Right, yeah, and also I don't think Rambam needs to write stuff La'afuke Tosos, So I think his deal is better, yeah.
Is it possible to see from Toso in here that Toso holds that it's all, that they all have a din of kosher bracha, and that's why the Baal can be yotze?
There's something like that, yeah. I mean, it's a whole sugya about how he can do it. Yeah.
Given that works for kosher, why is it so, why is it so weird that it would work here if it works that way by kiddush?
Because we say here that every Jew needs to have arbakosis, and even an anish b'Yisrael lo yifchazu lo mearbakosis. And yeah, you can cram that in and say that it means that the ba'ani baal bais needs to have it. But like I don't know, plain shot of the mitzvah is that everyone is needs four cups. Like when the anim go to the gabei tzedakah and say, "Can I have my four cups?" They don't say, "Well, are you the baal bais?" I think we provide. Yeah, I think plain shot is definitely that, And I think even is the Tosfos, are there circumstances in which he explains why this came up? Or am I conflating that with another story?
No.
That there's like a wine shortage and the question needed to be like, could you do this? And
that sounds like, but yeah, but you could do this.
Yeah, right. But I feel like there's some shiloh like that it forced them to deal with this. I don't know though. So the question for tomorrow is I wanted to take up, I had two more harikatims that I scanned because I wanted to take them up and we can vote because we only have tomorrow. Hold on just a second. Say it again. Seattle. Whom? Why is this not open file location? Two topics that caught my interest that we could do tomorrow are yachatz before the Haggadah. So Ashkenaz, I mean, most people do yachatz where it says yachatz, but the Rambam does it before hamotzi. So I've always wanted to look into that because I'm always asked about that in my Seder. And then the other one is, oh, the bringing of the plate, like when you're supposed to bring the plate to the table. Yeah. No, I think like the there's an actual halacha of like bringing the plate. That one's a little bit long. How long is the yachatz one?
When you're setting up the seder.
Yeah. Like there's a that's actually a step in the seder. Let's maybe do the yachatz one. That's shorter. It's just. Well, I mean, you could do the other one on your own, but we only have one day in Ramadan. Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Have a good day.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.